SBS Filipino sa radyo, online at mobile.
Nagbabalik po tayo sa SBS Filipino. Kasama niyo pa rin Edinal Magtibay at sa aking panayam kay Christine Enrico Dawang, isa sa mga lead nurse educator ng AURN Pathway Preparatory Training or Review Center para sa mga nurse na kumukuha ng Objective Structured Clinical Exam. Ipinaliwanag niya ang mga hakbang sa ilalim ng bagong sistema sa pagiging registered nurse dito sa Australia. Thank you so much, Christine. So gusto ko malaman muna, paano ba talaga yung proseso? Kung halimbawa, isa akong registered nurse sa Pilipinas, and then gusto kong subukan ang opportunity sa Australia, saan ako magsisimula?
Kasi NMBA and APRA, they're the two regulatory board that look after the registration, no, of nurses here and overseas. So they recently changed it na. So with the bridging program, iba na yon, they call it outcome-based assessment. So our kababayan needs to do a self-check-in first in the APRA website. On the self-check-in, they will know if they're going to be qualified to do the outcome-based assessment, which majority of our kababayans, if they graduated as a nurse and registered nurse in the Philippines, they will go through the OBA pathway or the outcome-based assessment. Okay. So after noon, there are fees involved for the assessment of portfolio, and then they progress as they go, after finishing off the orientation for the Australian healthcare standards, and then they go through the exam now, which is NCLEX, and then OSCE, and then registration na kagad. And yung one of the qualification nga is to the English exam also.
Okay, parang 4 or 5 steps yon. So mag-register muna sila online dun sa website ng APRA, and then they will have to fill up the forms, and then they will take this OBA.
It stands for outcome-based assessment. It's the process of the, you know, the examination itself or the registration to become a nurse in Australia.
Okay, so assessment, yeah. And then may NCLEX.
Yeah, so it's like the US, because US requires this as well from overseas qualified nurses. But in Australia, it's harder because after they pass this, the NCLEX, which is a knowledge-based exam, they have to go through OSCE, which is an objective structural clinical exam. They have to go through 10 stations where they're going to be assessed with their critical thinking, communication, and behavior inside the station itself. So, yeah, it's actually an anxiety-provoking exam.
Wow. So, before, ang nagiging process is iba. Ngayon, puro exam, exam, exam. Dati, ano ba yung nagiging proseso para sa pathway na to?
So yung kaibahan nung dati, no, they just have to, you know, issue their documents, and then they have to enroll in a private institution. So where they enroll for 3 months, and then they go through the clinical placements, and then they have an exam at the end. I think it's a 100 question exam. Mm-hmm. So yung kaibahan nun, the exam is now facilitated by APRA and NMBA. Yeah, so sila na yung nagre-regulate mismo, not the private institution.
Okay, so diretso na pala para sa kanila.
In a way, and very cost-effective as well for overseas qualified nurses, kasi with the private institution, you can pay as much as 18,000 eh. Yeah, but with the current outcome-based assessment, I think they just have to pay around 4,000 or 5,000 Australian dollar for the whole process, and obviously review program, you know, which costs around 3,000 to 3,500 dollars.
Okay, nabanggit mo na yung tungkol sa OBA, sa pag-take ng NCLEX, pero itong sa OSCE na exam, ano yung mga dapat nilang paghandaan?
I previously worked for APRA, no, Edinel, with the Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Agency. I was actually one of the examiner for OSCE. So there are 10 stations, as I said, that they need to go through, and they will be assessed with their communication, critical thinking, and clinical skills. So as I said, it's actually an anxiety-provoking exam if they are not well prepared. And that's why, you know, I developed a really good curriculum So review programs siya that, at AUR and Pathway. So very important, Edinel, I believe, na maka-enroll sila in a review program to get them well-prepared for the actual exam. Kasi it's a very different policy and procedure what we have here in Australia. And I've been a registered nurse here for over a decade now. And I'm currently teaching nurses and nursing students. So I think in terms of preparation, review program is very helpful. And at the same time, read yung OSCE candidate handbook, which is available in the APRA. And that could also help them prepare because there are tips in there that APRA has lined up for the takers, for overseas qualified nurses. Yeah.
And ngayon, ang isa rin sa mga nakikita natin all over the news is yung exhaustion naman. Medyo sinasabi ng mga nasa healthcare system natin na nakakapagod na, sobrang stretch na kami, kulang na kulang kami. Habang tinuturuan nyo sila na pumasok dito sa ganitong workforce, paano nyo sila pine-prepare naman, like mentally, sa mga ganitong kabibigat na situation?
Look, tayong mga Filipino kasi very strong-willed, you say, and nandun talaga tayo to work eh. I think we have that advantage. Because what I'm seeing, yes, you know, there's a lot of nurses needed and workload. Talagang it can be too much. As I said, depending on the ward. Kasi iba-iba din kasi yan, Edinel eh. In Australian hospital, apart from the actual registered nurses, we have clinical nurse specialist and clinical nurse educator and the manager. So, you know, they're there to support pa rin. Unlike sa overseas sa atin, you have the registered nurse and that's it. So, some areas it's overworked. And I think that's why the government is opening, you know, the borders to fill in the gap. And as I said, talagang maraming nurses are needed.
And lastly, yeah, what will be your message, Christine, sa lahat ng frontliners, lalo na na dito, nasa kalagitnaan tayo? I know, nandun tayo sa road to recovery, pero marami pa rin mga challenges ahead. Pero ano yung mensahe mo sa mga frontliners?
I know you're working too hard, but not too hard na you're neglecting your own self as well. So take time to rejuvenate, you know, actually take time to have a day off as well kasi very helpful ang mga Filipino nurses eh. So make sure you look after yourself first and foremost first. Otherwise, you won't be able to provide that quality care, safe and quality care that our patient needed.
At yan po ang panayam natin kay Christine Dawang, isang registered nurse. At atin pong paalala, ang mga binanggit niya ay gabay lamang para sa mga tagapakinig natin at mainam pa rin na bisitahin ang APRA website para sa mas detalyadong proseso ng aplikasyon.